The Science of Finding the Perfect Christmas Gift. For all of recorded history, people have been giving presents for a number of reasons: to show affection, curry favor, or fulfill familial duty. And the custom goes beyond the human species. Even family cats are known to bequeath presents of dead mice or birds on their owners. It's an act of social communication. Without using words, you're always saying something. I wish we could be closer. I think of you. I miss you. But figuring out how to translate your love for someone else into that perfect gift can be stressful. Here are some tips for making gift giving a joy for both the giver and the receiver. Get one big present. A big present looks more impressive when it stands on its own. Putting a tube of lip balm in with the cashmere sweater will make gift givers view the present less favorably. That's because people tend to average out the value of the present, making the whole package seem cheaper. Use that wish list. Buying something straight off a person's wish list may seem lazy, but it may be the safest strategy. A team has found that when people receive a gift they like, they didn't actually care whether someone put a lot of careful thought into selecting it. What we found is that a gift giver's thoughtfulness, or how thoughtful you thought the gift giver was, counted only when you got a crappy gift. Put some thought into it. But despite the fact that a good gift needs no context, getting a thoughtful gift does have benefits for the giver. Givers who were asked to think carefully about a gift choice felt closer to the receivers than those who were asked to pick randomly. That held even when givers were offering presents to random strangers. Perspective taking, or imagining being in another person's shoes, makes you feel closer to that person.